This is the night when we journey into the future which God has prepared for us since the beginning of time.
We have passed through the baptismal waters into the promised land of divine mercy.
We have made an exodus from our tired old stories of death and loss into God's new story of possibility and promise.
Tonight, earth and heaven are joined, and we are welcomed into life eternal, for neither sin nor death can extinguish the flame of God's desire for us.
Rise, God said, rise. And Jesus rose, and all creation with him. Yes, death is still around, and death will do what death does. But God will do what God does, and the last word will be yes.
Now, let us attend to the Paschal homily of St. John Chrysostom.
Are there any of you who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this beautiful, bright festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of the Lord. Are there any weary with fasting? Let them now receive their wages.
If any have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their due reward. If any have come at the third hour, let them join the feast with thankful hearts.
If any arrived after the sixth hour, have no doubts, you will sustain no loss. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, come forward and do not hesitate.
Even if you arrived only at the 11th hour, you need not fear, it is not too late.
For the Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first, giving rest to those who come at the 11th hour as well as those that have toiled since the first. God gives to this one and that one, everyone alike. God honors the deed and praises the intention.
Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike receive your reward. Rich and poor, sing and dance together. You that have kept the fast and you that have not, rejoice today, for the table is richly laden.
The feast is ready. Come and enjoy it. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. Share the cup of faith. Enjoy the rich flavors of divine goodness.
No more bewailing your failings. Forgiveness has risen from the grave. No more fears of your dying. The death of our Savior has set us free from fear.
He has destroyed death by enduring it. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "Death was angered when it met you in the pit."
It was angered, for it was defeated. It was angered, for it was mocked. It was angered, for it was abolished. It was angered, for it was overthrown. It was angered, for it was bound in chains.
Death swallowed a body and met God face to face. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it could not see.
O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory?
Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and evil has fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and no one remains in the tomb. Christ is risen indeed from the dead, the first of all who had fallen asleep. Glory and power to Christ forever and ever. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.